Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
We're never afraid to get a little petty on the show. Did you hear what this Bart Scott said about Tua on ESPN Get Up?
No, what did he say?
So I read this on Twitter, and truthfully, man, this may be a little reckless of me because I haven't like fact-checked this, but I read a bunch of Dolphins fans a little upset here.
You just went straight to Dolphins receipts?
Just straight to Dolphins receipts, and I did zero preparation for this. But apparently Bart Scott today was on ESPN's Get Up, and they posed the question, which quarterback would you rather have? You know, like a panelist. I don't even know who else was there. Okay. I imagine it's this Mike Greenberg, who you know, I'm surprised he's taken time away from talking about his New York teams to talk. Yeah. But they asked, who would you rather have for the next decade starting today? Tua, Herbert, or as you'd say, Burrow. And everybody took Joe Burrow, and I think one person took Herbert. And the quote that everybody was upset about was that Bart Scott said Tua's one hit away from joining Pat White and going to play baseball. Jeez. So yeah, which, you know, it's kind of harsh from Bart Scott, but like what I was asking this of Crowder today on the show, what's it going to take for Tua to be respected nationally by, you know, not just the talking heads, but even just the casual NFL fan, because I still think people are respecting what he's doing, right? Like people know that he's having a good season, but I do think most people just chalk it up to one, you brought in Mike McDaniel, who's the offensive, you know, genius, and two, Tyreek Hill is just a monster and Jalen Waddle's a monster. So I still feel like people respect Tua and the season he's having, but they give more credit to his season to the other factors around him. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, like, what is it going to take for people to hold Tua in that regard, where it's no longer he's playing like third fiddle to Burrow and Herbert, and there's no conversation to be had about it?
It's a good question. I don't know if that can be answered this year in the regular season. Although I would say, I think that if he gets two out of these next three, it would mean he would beat at least, you know, one of everybody's darlings in Josh Allen or Justin Herbert. If he beat them both, I mean, that'd be tremendous. I don't know how he's ever going to shake the durability thing. I think that's not a legit criticism. I think it is a legit concern. The guy takes some violent hits. He gets thrown around. We saw this last week in the first half where he got bent over like Gumby. It was crazy. That's never going to go away. But I do think that I don't have this sense that this guy is going to take any steps back. I just feel like we see a guy who is hitting his stride and is just very good at the position. And I think that maybe you could have chalked it up to he was throwing to just Tyreek Hill early in the year. Certainly he leaned on him a lot, but I think we're seeing the ball get spread around so much now. Every pass seems like it's a first down. I'm genuinely surprised when he has an incompletion. But I do think that he's in that polarizing rarefied. He's making a lot of people look stupid, which means that the minute that he has a slip up and they can pounce on him again,
yeah,
you know they will. So I think for this season, I think just for the early future, I think he needs to win two out of these next three, which is a tough ask because they're going to be underdogs, I'd say, in two out of these three. I don't, you know, I'm curious to see what that line looks like against the Chargers. I guess it'll depend on what happens this week, but
right.
I think it would shut a lot of people up if he was able to get two out of these next three games.
But long term, it's just like consistent playoff appearances, right, for the next 2-3 years, and just keep up this level, because I still think beyond the durability stuff, people are just so focused on body type, right?
Yeah.
And like Burrow went to the Super Bowl and bro, he was a baller last year in the playoffs. So you can't knock Burrow. Like when he's healthy and he has his weapons, he's obviously always going to be a threat. But people look at Herbert and Tua and they have ingrained what they saw the last two seasons from Tua. And then all those preconceived notions about his durability. And then on top of that, people look at Justin Herbert and they say he's got a cannon and he's 6'5" or whatever it is. And Tua's not. So I think the
thing that's interesting about it though, is they've all suffered, you know, pretty gnarly injuries, you know, and everybody just puts it on Tua. Now Tua's suffered, I would say probably the scariest one because he got stretched off a field, but Justin Herbert definitely hasn't looked like himself this year. I say in part because he took that vicious hit to the ribs earlier this season, and Joe Burrow's already had his ACL torn. So, and certainly takes an ass kicking behind his line.
Yeah.
So I think all three of these guys, like I get why Tua is the natural guy to go to because he's the smallest, but dude, there's not a lot of people. I would say even Justin Herbert's dealing with a sore elbow. I don't think there's a lot of, like, I think it's just a thing we go to because of what his type is, but hell, Aaron Rodgers got a busted thumb. The only guy who ever gets to survive it is Tom Brady because he's the devil.
They're going to sneak into the playoffs for sure. You know, and they'll win a game too because it's Tom Brady.
Speaking of bum quarterbacks, since you mentioned it, Fitzpatrick. Oh, what a 180 this guy's doing.
Don't tell me he's back on the Tua train.
He told, this is from Barry Jackson's Miami Herald column. He told the AP Pro Football Podcast, quote, "Tua's playing great. He lives in that box between the numbers, that line of scrimmage to 20 yards. He throws it so effective because he can see, because he can anticipate it." Didn't I hear him earlier in the year say that he can't see? And now all of a sudden he can see.
His exact words were, he doesn't do anything great.
Extremely accurate in the box. That's where he's been feasting this year. Some of this is Tyreek Hill with the stuff down the field. Some of the stuff to Tyreek Hill has been really impressive. A lot of it has been short with Tyreek Hill's coming back to make plays, stuff over the middle. There isn't a better passer in the league right now than Tua and what he's done.
Clown.
All of a sudden, ass kisser.
What a clown. What a clown. They play the ukulele together, and Tua has a great season. Now all of a sudden, he's on the Tua train. What a clown. What happened to he doesn't do anything great? What happened to that? That was 5-6 weeks ago. Or maybe a little more, like 8 weeks ago. What happened to that, Tobin?
This guy's a fake. He's a fake and a snake. I've been saying it. You know, he hides behind that cartoonish beard and the media loves him.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Ridiculous.
One lucky pass in Vegas to your boy, the TikToker. He thinks he's some hero.
I'm glad you stopped sending me Mac Hollins TikToks. Thank you for that.
I had to unfollow him because after the barefoot video where he's talking about grounding himself, I'm like, all right, I'm done with Mac Hollins. I'm done.